Before his term comes to an end, Mayor Bloomberg is pushing through dozens of proposals for new schools and for fitting them into existing school buildings. Many of them face vehement opposition. WNYC's Yasmin Khan talks to school staff about what actually it means to make room for multiple schools under one roof.
The idea of fitting a new school into a building where one or more other schools are already up and running gets some people very, very angry. This is a meeting just 2 weeks ago of the Panel for Educational Policy. That's the board that approves the mayor's school proposals. Mayor Bloomberg has expanded charter schools and regular district schools, all to create more options. So to make the best use of space, multiple small schools are cohabitating in big, old New York City school buildings.
Good morning. Put your headphones away. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go, gentlemen. Take off your outerwear.
At Summit Academy Charter School in Red Hook, students make their way to homeroom to start their day. Executive Director Natasha Campbell greets students in the halls.
Good morning, Kareem. Let's go.
The school has 6th through 10th grade students with the plan of expanding to grade 12. It shares a building with a district elementary school, PS 676, called the Red Hook Neighborhood School.
So again, those double doors separate the two schools.
Summit occupies the third floor and part of the second. The principal of PS 676 didn't return calls for interviews, but Campbell says the two schools work well together, treating the building as one campus. Still, negotiating space is challenging.
I think as school leaders, we become somewhat territorial.
Summit Academy is still growing. Campbell predicts the school will need another 3 classrooms next year. That means PS 676 will have to give up something.
I would imagine that there are a number of rooms that we need to look at. I know that they have 2 rooms that are being used for art. While it's great to have 2 art rooms, if it's between, take the hat off, sweetie, if it's between 2 art rooms and having a classroom for a high school social studies class, there's really no question about what the priority is going to be.
So schools create building councils to figure out how to best utilize the space. There are lots of examples where schools operate together in harmony, but logistics can get complicated.
Currently, we have 6 different schools in the building, and now they want to put in an additional charter school.
Thea Glasser is a science teacher at Brooklyn Theater Arts High School. She shares a classroom and keeps her materials on a cart, a typical setup when schools have to divvy up classroom space. Then there's scheduling the common areas, like the gym or cafeteria. Greg Lundahl has been a social studies teacher at Washington Irving for more than 20 years.
It's like it used to be your house. Now everybody is fighting over the kitchen, over the television room, over the garage. Everything is now too little for too many people.
Washington Irving is a school that's being phased out for poor performance. So it's slowly getting smaller and smaller while other schools move into the building that it used to occupy entirely.
It's important to understand what the objective here is.
Saskia Levy-Thompson is a deputy chancellor overseeing the new schools and student enrollment.
To introduce choice to communities and different school options than what they had before the new school entered a building.
She says the smaller school strategy is working and there's demand for new choices. But opponents say the Department of Education has been plowing ahead too quickly. Another 24 proposals for placing schools come up for a vote Wednesday. And here's one more example of why it won't happen quietly. Tessa Wilson, a parent leader for District 14 in Brooklyn, opposes a plan to locate a third school with PS 196 in Williamsburg. Among other issues, she fears the school will have to give up a room just devoted to building blocks, a resource that Wilson says makes the school special.
Honestly, I would engage in civil disobedience if they tried to take that room from those kids. They'd have to haul me away and arrest me.
That's the kind of attachment that people have to their schools and why changes can come with so much protest. For WNYC, I'm Yasmin Khan.